connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. We're sponsored by LearCarry.com. This segment, well, it's happened again, another bank failure. You know, you never hear anyone saying gold is failing or worthless. In fact, it's currently seeing some of its highest levels ever. Smart investors value gold as a hedge against inflation. Plus, as more countries start to move away from doing business in U.S. dollars, our country, the value of your bank accounts and your retirement monies are at risk. Couple that with ongoing bank upheavals, rising interest rates, and Washington politics, well, maybe this isn't exactly prime time for America. But with LearCarry, you can do something to protect your finances with gold and other precious metals. Highly respected financial analysts predict gold prices could soar as high as $4,000 an ounce. And if gold jumps close to that prediction, you're in for a major return. Gold has outperformed the S&P 500 for the past 20 years, and it's a good strategy for protecting your savings in retirement. LearCarry.com offers a risk-free purchase guarantee, 25 years of experience, and thousands of five-star reviews. So why not join us and visit LearCarry.com for more info. And as a special gift, all new in our audience will receive a free 1 ounce silver bar for every ounce of gold that you purchase. That's LearCarry.com, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. The odds are you know my next guest, the actor Andrew McCarthy. His last book called Brat told the story of his success at a very young age, starring in what came to be iconic movies called Brat, in what came to be the Brat Pack movies, which include iconic movies such as Pretty in Pink, Santa Elmo's Fire, Weekend at Bernie's, Less Than Zero. But as it turns out, Andrew's a pretty darn good writer too. And his newest book will be published this coming week. It's his first-person story of a five-week walk along one of the world's most famous ancient pilgrimage routes that stretches from France to Santiago, Spain, with his son. The route is called the Camino de Santiago, and Andrew's book is titled Walking with Sam, subtitle A Father, a Son, and 500 Miles Across Spain. Andrew, it's nice to have you with us for this Right Stuff segment. Let's start with Sam. Tell us about him and what prompted the two of you to take this very long walk.
Hi, Rudy. Good to be with you. I'd walked the Camino 25 years ago as a young man, and it was something I always wanted to do again. And as my son was 19 and just stepping out into his own in the world, I wanted to find a way to kind of give us a new template to relate to each other, not just as father to young son, but as sort of man to man. And I knew the Camino had a way of laying people bare, and I thought it would expose us both to each other and give us a new way to see each other. And it turned out to be the case.
I'm not sure if you knew this before you began that walk, but according to your book, the experience brought you some realizations about your own life. You described in your introduction to the book that you've long had a nagging feeling that you were guilty of what some might call an imposter syndrome, the feeling that you had success so early and so quickly that you really, really never deserved it at that young an age.
Just to interrupt you on that one, that's something that my first Camino really brought to light in me. I didn't really realize how I truly felt about that. I just sort of felt somewhat insecure and like a bit of a fraud. And yes, we didn't have that term imposter phrase back in the day, but it suited me when I was young. And there was something in walking across an entire country that made me, you know, I earned my way across Spain, I think I say there in that introduction. And then in doing so, it earned me into my own skin in a way that I have to say when I finished that walk, I no longer felt that way.
Sam, your son, you've been open publicly in writing and speaking about your early drinking that eventually led you into going into rehab. You've been sober for a very long time now. Did that topic come up with your son during your sojourn? Or is that something you talk to him about all the time?
Well, everything came up on the walk. You know, on day one, when he asked me about being divorcing his mom years ago, I was like, oh, boy, it's all on the table on this walk, which is something we had discussed many times in his youth. You know, I mean, that's a topic that comes back again and again and again and has to be readdressed at every age of development. You know, they have a right to know. But we talked about my alcohol and drug use and his, you know, and the challenge in that is, listening without going, what are you, crazy? You know, don't learn from my mistakes. You know, one of the luxuries I had on this trip was the ultimate luxury with an adult child, which is the luxury of time, which you usually don't have with an adult kid. Usually they're running out the door, you're running out the door. So often I just had to bite my tongue and just let him talk. As long as he was talking and sharing his feelings, his thoughts, his experiences, then we were connecting. And that was my goal. And, you know, I drank when I was very young, and I felt very isolated and very alone. And my son doesn't seem to have the problems I had. But as long as he can communicate about it, I figured that's the name of the game.
Was Sam enthusiastic about this from the get-go?
Yes and no. It's something I talked about, you know, his whole life. He'd heard about it. And then when he finally agreed, the second he agreed, I ran into the other room, got to my computer, bought two tickets, and 2 days later we were in Spain because I knew he would change his mind. And on day two, he said to me, Dad, what's the point of this effing walk? And he didn't say effing, you know. And on the last day, he turned to me and said, Dad, it's the only 10 out of 10 thing I've ever done in my life. So the journey happened for him. But he had mixed feelings, I think, at the beginning, but ultimately came to fully embrace it.
That is a home run for any parent. That's unbelievable. That's so great. That's so great. I hope I meet Sam someday. Listen, our guest for this Right Stuff segment is actor, producer, and writer Andrew McCarthy. His new book comes out this week, and it's titled Walking with Sam, A Father, A Son, and 500 Miles Across Spain. By the way, if you happen to be in live in the New York area, he'll be signing books at the Barnes & Noble bookstore in Manhattan on Union Squares, I believe, right?
Yeah, on Wednesday the 10th.
Wednesday the 10th. We'll be right back for a little more conversation as soon as this break is over. Stick around, and McCarthy, on how you might be able to take a long walk.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning national television program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, we all suffer from aches, pains, or inflammation from time to time. We like Relief Factor because it is 100% natural, research-based formula that was created to help combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and everyday living. Here's an email we got from Cindy, a show fan in Plymouth, Minnesota, who writes this quote, I've heard you chatting up Relief Factor and decided to give it a try. I needed to find something to alleviate constant pain in my back, hip, legs, and wrists. I showed it to my chiropractor who said it had all the right ingredients, and she couldn't recommend anything better for the price. It's been a month. I'm now able to get through my workday where I hardly notice any pain most days. I was also able to return to exercising. I'm now working on my weight, unquote. Well, take it from Cindy and go to ReliefFactor.com to easily order your three-week trial pack for just $19.95. That's less than you'd spend on a cup of daily coffee. You'll also find a link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, before the break, actor, producers, and writer Andrew McCarthy was discussing his latest book that comes out this week titled Walking with Sam, subtitle A Father, A Son, and 500 Miles Across Spain. A son, Sam, who is his son, is now how old, 19?
He's 21 now. He was 19 when we made the walk.
Okay, so that was a five-week walk, and it was along a well-known pilgrimage path that's mostly in Spain called the Camino de Santiago. It was Andrew's wish to spend concentrated time with his son before Sam left the family and enter that world of adulthood. Speaking logistically, Andrew, how difficult is this walk? What kind of pre-planning does one have to do? Where did you stay? Where did you eat?
You really have to do so little. I think people over-prepare. I know the first time I went, I bought a big pair of leather hiking boots. They caused me such pain and blisters, I threw them out after 2 weeks, and I walk in sneakers. And this trip, I just wore a pair of gay hiker shoes the whole way. And you really need so little. It's not like you're on the Appalachian Trail where you've got the whole world on your back and you have to provide for yourself. You're in society. You know, you're walking from village to village, town to town, and some large cities along the way. So you really need nothing. You know, I think so many people over-prepare or worry, and, you know, fear stops more people than anything from going. So when people say, what do I need? I say, you need nothing except to buy a ticket and go. You can walk yourself into shape. You can walk at whatever pace you want. You can go as far or as short on any given day. It's your own itinerary, your own, as they say, walk your own Camino. You know, so you really need so little.
I think
and
it is important.
And you can say places to stay. Let me just interrupt you. You have places to stay. You'll find the route began as an ancient Catholic pilgrimage route, and it still is, although most people I know, and myself included, didn't walk it for any religious reason, although it did become a spiritual experience, I think, for many of us. But the church has set up sort of dormitories, albergues, they call them, along the way, where people could stay in, you know, bunk beds and things like that. And those still exist, and as do little pensions that you can find along the way. And that's what I stayed mostly in, because I didn't really need sweaty pilgrims climbing all over me to get up to their upper bunk. So we stayed in cheap little family-run pensiones, which also connects you to the local culture in a really nice way. So, you know, getting your needs met is never an issue.
Food.
There's some delicious food and there's some not delicious food, you know, like anywhere. And if you're a non-foodie like me, you can always get pizza.
But do you ever have like a 12-hour stretch where there's either accommodations or food? I mean, is there always something along the way?
Well, there are stretches where it's a long haul, but I mean, you're at the end. I mean, these villages in the north sprung up simply because of the Camino and to serve the pilgrims that were walking the route. And there are very few stretches where you're more than a few hours without coming upon a village of some sort.
And I think it's probably important to note there are several feeder routes that come into it. There isn't just one, you know, 30-day walk you need to take. You can do part of it. You can do half of it. You can come in from different directions. Maps are available online. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We walked the Camino Francés, which is sort of the main one, if there is such a thing. But there are several different routes coming through Portugal. There's one, and they all meet up, you know, and all eventually funnel into Santiago. But the one I walked both times was the main one, the Camino Francés.
And what do you find when you get to Santiago?
It's such a wondrous and complicated feeling, because the goal of every pilgrim is to the cathedral in the center of Santiago. And when you arrive, it's the giant square in front where people are always naturally congregating, and it's always filled with pilgrims arriving. And there's a sense of euphoria that you've made it, relief that you've made it, exhaustion, happiness. But there's also this real complicated melancholy that it's over. You know, this kind of precious time in a bottle is done, and you're going to be thrust back out into the real world again. Very quickly. But so it's a real complicated mixed feeling to arrive.
Well, you certainly make it sound like something I would like to do with my children or grandchildren at this point. Andrew McCarthy's new book is called Walking with Sam, a father, a son, and 500 miles across Spain. As I mentioned, if you're in the New York City area this Wednesday night at 7, he'll be talking about his book, and I bet signing a few copies at Barnes & Noble's Union Square store in Manhattan. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.